Picture the north end of the flight line at Whitman Regional. Tuesday morning, the sun already high, the smell of hot ramp and cut grass. And parked in the Piper display, drawing a crowd three deep, is a twin that looks familiar from the tail forward. Same slab-sided fuselage, same T-tail, same airplane thousands of us earned our multi-engine rating behind. But walk up to the nose, or rather the two noses, and something is different. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we talk about the airplane that stopped a lot of flight instructors in their tracks this week. The Delta Hawk-powered Piper Seminole DX, flying for the first time and sitting on display at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh 2026. Here's what you need to know. This is not a concept. It is not a rendering on a trade show banner. Piper brought the first flying prototype, and the reason that matters goes a lot deeper than one new airplane on the ramp. Before we get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's talk about what Piper actually did here. The Seminole, if you have never flown one, is the PA-44, a light twin. Two seats up front, two in back, retractable gear, counter-rotating propellers, so you do not have a critical engine. It has been the backbone multi-engine trainer at flight schools across the country for decades. If you hold a multi-rating, there is a very good chance you got it in one of these. The airplane you and I know runs a pair of Lycoming piston engines, four cylinders each, and they burn 100 low-lead AVGs. The Blue Fuel, the prototype at Oshkosh does not, Piper, has hung a pair of Delta Hawk engines on it. And that one change touches almost everything about how this airplane operates, how much it costs to run, and, frankly, whether it has a fuel to burn 10 years from now. So let me tell you about Delta Hawk, because this is the part of the story a lot of the coverage skips. Delta Hawk is a Wisconsin company, Racine. They have been at this a long time, longer than most people realize, and they earned their FAA type certificate on their engine back in 2023. The engine is a compression ignition piston engine. In plain terms, it is a diesel. It does not use spark plugs. It does not use magnetos. It compresses the fuel air charge until it ignites on its own, the same principle as the engine in a truck. And here's the piece that matters most to you as a pilot. It burns Jet A, not Avgas Jet A, the same kerosene that goes into turbines, the same fuel that is available at essentially every airport with an FBO all over the world, and that is not facing the regulatory cloud hanging over leaded gasoline. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. So let me connect it to something you have been hearing about for years now, the end of 100 low lead. We are the last piston fleet on Earth still routinely burning a leaded fuel. The lead is in there as an anti-knock agent, and the industry has been under steady pressure to get it out. You know the effort. EAGLE, Eliminate Aviation Gasoline Lead Emissions, the joint government and industry program with a target to transition the piston fleet off leaded fuel by 2030. There is unleaded Avgas in the pipeline, G100UL and others working through fleet-wide approval. That is the spark ignition path. Reformulate the gasoline. Keep the engines you have. The Delta Hawk approach sidesteps the whole gasoline question. If your engine burns Jet A, the lead debate simply is not your problem. You are already on a fuel that is produced in enormous volume distributed everywhere and has no lid in it to begin with. This affects you if you fly behind a piston engine and you have been wondering in the back of your mind what you are going to be pouring into your tanks in 15 years. A Jet A piston twin is one very concrete answer to that question. Now let me be fair and give you the trade-offs, because this is a news segment and not a sales brochure. And I flagged at the top that I would keep the opinion labeled. Diesel aircraft engines are not new. This is worth saying clearly. Continental has its Jet A piston line, the engines that came out of the Thielert, and then Technify lineage, and you will find them on a lot of Diamond airplanes. The DA-42 twin and the DA-62 fly behind Jet A piston power right now, today, and have for years, fleets of them, in flight schools. So the concept of a kerosene-burning trainer is proven. Diamond has been living it. What is new here is the combination. A Delta Hawk engine, which is a genuinely different architecture from the Continental diesels, hung on a Piper Seminole, which is an airframe that already owns an enormous share of the multi-engine training market. That is the interesting part. Piper is not building a new airplane from scratch. They are taking the twin that schools already know, already have maintenance procedures for, already have in their fleets, and re-engineering it. So what does a Delta Hawk actually change for the person flying it? Start with the cockpit workload, because this is where student pilots and instructors are going to feel it first. A compression ignition engine has no mixture control in the way you're used to. No leaning, no mixture red knob to manage as you climb. No carburetor heat, no magnetos. So no mag check on the run-up in the traditional sense. The engine is managed electronically, single lever power in the modern implementations. You push the power lever up, the engine control unit sorts out the fuel. For a brand new multi-engine student, that is a meaningfully simpler machine to operate. Fewer things to set wrong. Fewer ways to shock cool a cylinder or foul a plug or take off with a mixture in the wrong place. Now, I want to be careful here, because there is a flip side, and any honest instructor will tell you, this multi-engine training is partly about teaching engine management and systems discipline. Some of that traditional workload, the leaning, the mixture, the mag checks, is not just busy work. It is teaching you to be a systems manager, move to single lever jet of power, and you simplify the airplane. But you also change what the airplane teaches. That is not a criticism. It is just a real conversation the training world is going to have. Next, performance and altitude. This is a genuine advantage of the diesel architecture, and it is not marketing. Delta Hawk's engines are turbocharged. A turbocharged compression ignition engine holds its power up high far better than a normally aspirated gasoline engine. Your typical training seminole with the Lycumings is breathing thin air and losing power as you climb. A turbo diesel keeps making rated power well up into the flight levels of general aviation altitudes. If you fly out of a high elevation airport, you already know the pain of a hot and high-density altitude takeoff in a normally aspirated twin. This is exactly the scenario where a turbocharged Jet A engine shines. Better hot and high performance is not an abstraction to a pilot operating out of the Mountain West in July. It is the difference in your takeoff roll and your single-engine climb. And in a twin single-engine climb is the number that keeps you alive. Then there is fuel burn and operating cost, and this is where flight schools do their math. Diesel cycle engines are more fuel-efficient than gasoline engines. They extract more energy from each gallon. Combine that with Jet A, typically costing less than 100 low lead at the pump. And the per-hour fuel bill on a Jet A twin can come in well under a comparable Avgase twin. For a school running an airplane hundreds of hours a year, that difference compounds into real money. That is the argument that gets a flight school director to look up from the spreadsheet. I will flag the counterweight again in the interest of honesty. Diesel aircraft engines have historically carried higher upfront cost, and in some early programs, tighter overhaul and gearbox inspection intervals. The technology has matured a lot, but when you evaluate one of these airplanes, you do not just look at fuel burn. You look at the whole picture, acquisition cost, maintenance reserves, time between overhaul, parts availability. The hourly fuel savings are real, and so are the questions you should ask about everything else. Let me step back and tell you why I think this particular airplane at this particular show is worth a full segment. Air Venture is where general aviation shows its hand about where it thinks the future is going. And for a couple of years now, the innovation story at Oshkosh has been electric this and hydrogen that. Big bets, long timelines, a lot of them still years from anything you could put a student in. The Jet A piston twin is a different kind of bet. It is not exotic. It is not waiting on a battery breakthrough or a hydrogen distribution network that does not exist yet. It is a proven airframe, a certified engine burning a fuel that is already in the truck at your FBO. It is the pragmatic path to a lead-free piston future available on a timeline that a flight school could actually plan around. That is why the crowd was three deep around the nose. Not because it is flashy, because it is plausible. Now, what should you actually do with this information? Because I try to end every story with the so what. If you're a working flight instructor, or you run a training operation, this is one to watch closely. Get on Piper's list for updates. Track where this program goes from prototype to a certified, buildable configuration, and what the delivery timeline and pricing look like. If your school is planning a fleet refresh in the next several years and you're staring down the 100 low lead transition, a Jet A multi-engine trainer belongs on your short list to at least evaluate. Ask about the maintenance intervals. Ask about single engine climb numbers. Ask hard questions and make them show you the data. If you're a student working on your multi-rating, understand that the airplane you train in may not burn the same fuel your whole career. Single-lever Jet A power is very likely part of your future. It is worth understanding compression ignition now, at least conceptually, so it is not foreign to you later. And if you're just a piston pilot who loves this stuff, take the broader signal. The industry is actively building its way off leaded fuel on more than one path, unleaded avgas for the engines you already own, and Jet A pistons for the airplanes coming next. Both are moving. This week at Oshkosh, one of them showed up on the ramp with propellers turning. That is the real story. Not that Piper re-engined a Seminole that the aviation world put a flying, plausible answer to the lead question on display where 500,000 pilots could walk up and touch it. My reporting on this comes from AeroTime's coverage out of Oshkosh, with the engine certification background from Delta Hawk and the fuel transition context from the FAA and the Eagle Initiative. There is a lot more happening on the flight line this week, and we will get to it. But this one felt like it mattered beyond the show. You can find us at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. Keep asking the hard questions about the airplanes they park in front of you, and I'll see you on the next ATIS.